turning a page.
Looking at things upside down.
It's the flip side of what you'd expect.
AM 1500.
KSTP.
The talk station.
Stone blind, out of his mind.
Morning.
How are you?
This is Dr. Don Vogel. As Kenny called me. I don't know what I'm... Well, yes, I do know what I'm the doctor of. I hate to brag about it. Doctor of...
Love.
Doctor of...
Love.
Doctor of providing... What would be one word that... Let's see. I got a degree. Several degrees, as a matter of fact. Providing... satisfaction to the female gender. What would you call that? I don't know.
A doctor of satisfaction.
Doctor of satisfaction at various universities. Bob Yates is on vacation. I'm not. Well rested, 8 hours sleep last night. Went to bed at 7 o'clock. Couldn't believe it.
You wild man.
I know. It just what an exciting lifestyle. But wasn't going to do it, but decided, hey, wasn't going to do it. But I'm getting more like George Bush. I'm lapping off the eyes and I'm talking like this. Wasn't going to do it, but did it anyway. I don't know why I'm doing that.
Exactly.
Don't know why. Just doing it. And so got 8 hours sleep. So, and Kenny said he's well rested.
Oh. Slept from, I believe, 10:30 to 6 yesterday afternoon. Went to bed again at 10.
So
you guys should be quite a bit ahead of me this morning.
Tommy Mischke, who did the theme song, was the piano player. Yeah, will be the only guy who's like half asleep all morning.
Well, I thought the only people who listened at this hour were taxi drivers and insomniacs, that sort of thing.
Sometimes it's hard to gauge who listens to the show. That's why we like to hear from people, what their reasons are. Are they insomniacs? Are they overnight workers? Are they people that just are such radio fans that they just wake up at 5:30 in the morning? That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know about that, especially with Bruce before us.
Well, I said wake up at 5:30 in the morning. That would take care of Bruce, but... Do you want to tell us why you're awake? 646-8255. Also, Kenny wants to know, and I want to know, where do you get a USA Today this time of the morning?
We need a USA Today by 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Because a lot of my fodder is garnered from the USA Today because it tends to be, especially the live section, because it tends to be a lot of light stuff in there, a lot of airy, non-substantial... frivolous, which is sort of my...
The kind of stuff you build a radio show on.
Exactly, at least mine. So, we need to find out where to get one, because we don't know. I haven't been able to find them around here. So if you know where they're available, like at 4 in the morning or whatever.
There must be a warehouse out there somewhere that gets them just before they get to the stands.
Yeah, I would think so. But as of yet, we've been unable to find them. Let's see why people are up. Don.
Yeah.
Don Vogel, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
What are you doing up, sir?
Part of the profession.
What profession is that?
Medical salesperson. Got to catch those guys before they start cutting.
You're making sales calls at this hour?
Yeah, you got to catch those surgeons before they get into the operating rooms, you know.
Boy, they start early, don't they?
Oh, they do.
So what do you do? Where do you nab them? Right? Do you go to hospitals and just catch them as they're getting out of their cars and
yeah.
Want to buy a...
Drag them on the highway as they're driving down the highway. No.
So what do you sell, like a sharper scalpel maybe or better sutures?
No, it's a surgical implant for vascular access, but it's just... It's
you know, I've always asked for vascular access when I go somewhere.
I have a vascular pass.
Do you really?
A one-time vascular VIP. Pass.
Yeah. So how is vascular access these days? Are they building ramps and stuff or what?
That's a procedure, a ramp-up procedure to put this thing in, actually. But
did you ever get a notion to just do it yourself, bypass those surgeons?
Yeah, you know, you could make the cash that they're making, Don.
Yeah.
Well, for small animals, it's a good field, but I'm not licensed for humans yet.
Well, so what?
Try it on a close family member.
You know, just get it forged somewhere. You know, I hear they do a heck of a forgery job in South America for that. You can send in about $25 and become a licensed surgeon.
Yeah. I remember in high school, we used to get together, have a few beers, do some surgery on each other. It's more fun.
That's right.
Problem with infection, though, right?
Well,
not with alcohol. You just cleaned
it
right up.
Yeah, Tommy performed several lobotomies on his closest friends with that particular procedure.
Excellent.
Well, glad you're listening, sir.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
21 minutes to 6. And the weather is a hodgepodge of it's just weird today. Can we go over this? We sort of meticulously try to go over it again with a fine-tooth comb. See if we can figure it out again.
Today. Occasional showers and thunderstorms ending this morning.
All right. Now, that ending this morning would indicate that that's it until tonight, but...
becoming partly cloudy this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
God, you know, I sound really good this morning.
Yes, you do, Kenny.
Becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a chance of showers.
I think it's the fact that we're well rested. I think that's why we...
You think so?
We sound so good.
I mean, I just realized that right now, how good I sound.
Those pipes are just coming right through.
Maybe it's a 4 packs of cigarettes I've smoked
since
yesterday.
So. That might have been it.
Partly cloudy this afternoon. There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms redeveloping, of course, by late afternoon. Okay?
Yeah.
So the shower and rain is going to end this morning, but it's going to come back like 5, 6 o'clock.
Why do they use words like redeveloping? Why don't they just say it's going to come back and then it'd be fine? That's all you need.
Our high today in the middle 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Chance of rain, 80%. That's today. Tonight.
So today is just taking a page in and of itself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, 5 lines. I left out the wind. Wind southeast 15 to 25 miles an hour. 70% chance for thunderstorms tonight. Some may be severe. Low in the lower to middle 60s. Wind southeast 10 to 20.
Good sleeping weather.
You know, if...
What the hell does that mean? You know, everybody says that good sleeping weather, any weather is good sleeping weather
for
me.
If you have a thunderstorm...
Day, night...
They always say it could be severe. Is there such a thing as like a tranquil thunderstorm? Like some kind of a, you know what I mean? Some kind of a...
A gentle thunder
passive,
shower.
Gentle... It just seems like they would all possibly be severe. It's thunder, it's lightning, you know, it's things happening in the atmosphere. So... I never understood that.
Don, you ask questions for which I have no answers.
Well, I know. I'm always doing that. I'm such a curious sort. 646-8255. Still need to know where you can get a USA Today. And why are you up? We talked to one guy who's a medical salesperson. And trying to sell those sutures and scalpels and those other... That's all I know. Suture, scalpel. That's all I know as far as surgery is concerned.
Vascular access.
Vascular access, right. That too. So if we have an opportunity, we will buy some of those things and maybe do some surgery on the air. If you'd like to come down...
That'd be a kick.
...to the station, let a blind guy do some surgery on you. Just tell me where you want it. And I'll...
Dr. Dunn.
Dr. Dunn. Where's John? Oh, guess that's why when I hit 2, it was empty, right? Hi, John.
Hi there.
What you doing, sir?
Well, I'll tell you why I'm up. I've been listening to the new Santana CD for the last hour and a half.
Hey.
You can believe that.
What night? Do you work nights or something, or what?
I could not sleep past 3.
Oh, I see.
So, hey, I broke up, opened this new CD.
How is Carlos? How's that doing?
Great. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's better than ever now.
Well, good. You think there's any... any memorable hits coming off of this album or not?
I don't know.
Probably
he
not.
Had a hit record in the last 10 years.
Last I remember is like Black Magic Woman and some others.
It's real good. It's dedicated to Miles Davis.
Oh. So you would recommend it, huh?
Yeah, it's great.
What's the problem that you're up this hour? I mean, why can't you sleep?
I just...
Guilty conscience, John? Maybe something we can help you with? Maybe...
No. I don't know. The last 6 months or so, it's just been get up at... 3, 4,
mm-hmm.
Listen to music, then turn you guys on.
But it's not something that you'd like to confess to or something that you... need to get some, because I am, as well as being a doctor, I am able to take confessions, too.
All right, I've got to listen to the CDs I buy sometime.
Uh-huh.
Figure it's a good time, middle of the night.
What time are you getting to bed about?
I don't know, around midnight.
So you're getting a lot of sleep these days? Six months?
Not
3 hours?
Four or five at the most.
Great.
Well, John, we're glad you're here, buddy.
Thank you. So
take
long.
It easy.
That's right. So they are insomniacs. This guy's not sleeping at all.
Let's do a Santana album.
He's not sleeping.
Chris, you're on the talk station.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just thought I'd call and tell you I'm up and listening to you guys because I'm crazy.
You're crazy, just plain and simple crazy.
Yep. Working a job where I start at 4:30 in the morning.
What kind of job is that?
Computer operator.
And why did you take a job where you get up at 4 in the morning? Is it just such a little thing like money, maybe?
You start at 4:30 or you wake up at 4:30?
No, I wake up at 3:30 and I start at 4:30. I did it because I've got a small child, and this way she doesn't have to be in daycare, 10 hours a day, because I get off at 12:30.
So, like, when you start work at 4:30, do you listen to Bruce Williams, who precedes us then?
Yes, and he's getting mighty cranky these days. Jeez Louise. Say, Don, I also wanted to say that I saw you at a restaurant, and you're a good-looking guy.
Well, thank you. Kenny, would you cart that up, please, and just keep playing that over and over again?
Ladies of Twin Cities, you've heard it here.
What restaurant did you see me at?
I saw you at Keys in Wiper Lake, and it was just really, it was like seeing a famous person.
Wait a minute, you saw me where?
At Keys in White Bear Lake, downtown White Bear Lake.
I've never been there. Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
What, is that supposed to be a secret?
No, I've never been there, Chris.
You have, too.
Chris, I haven't. The only place I...
That was a good-looking blind guy you saw, ma'am.
The only place as I ate in White Bear Lake were the White Bear Country Inn and two guys from Italy.
No, Don, it was you.
Chris, I know where I've been, Chris.
What makes you think it was him?
How do you know those are the only two places? You might have been the
Unless
guys.
Somebody told me I was at a place that I was never... Oh, wait a minute, there
yes,
was...
Yes, you were, because we heard the name... We heard your name called out, Vogel.
Wait a minute, I do remember that now. Yeah.
Oh, sure you were. You're just trying to get in there on that good-looking
And thing. I was with a young lady?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, I remember now, you're right.
Yep, you were there.
So, Kenny, again, cart that up so just keep playing that over and over again. Have you got that on tape, Ken?
Unfortunately, tape wasn't rolling.
Okay, wait a minute. He says the tape wasn't rolling, Chris. Can you start rolling the tape, Kenny?
It's rolling.
Is it rolling?
It's rolling.
Okay, Chris, would you say it just went, Don, I saw you at, go ahead.
Don, I saw you at Keys Restaurant in White Bear Lake, and you're a good-looking guy, and you're not a big round mound of sound.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Mm. Thank you so much, Chris. Take care.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Well,
she's obviously drunk.
Well, why can't you guys just let me have an illusion for a while? Just for a while. Is that so much to ask?
Oh.
What I was amazed by was the surprise and shock in her voice when she realized you were a good-looking guy, as though the image people have, the thousands and thousands of people across the Twin Cities, is that you're not. I mean, why should that be surprising that Don's a good-looking guy?
Well, because the round mound of sound thing, I guess. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, but Rush Limbaugh, we all know he's fat, and you wouldn't believe the number of women that guy gets.
Really?
He's covered with them.
Do you get more women when you talk seriously than when you talk like I do?
No, when you get more money.
Oh.
Brand of talk has nothing to do with it. It's the cash.
Oh, the cash does it. Now I understand. 14 minutes to 6. I'm going to try to consolidate the weather this morning as best I can because it really... Again, you can play that Chris comment anytime you want, by the way. Just feel free to drop it in.
Oh, all right.
See, if it was something negative, though, he'd play it over and over. It was something where I was blasted for something, where I was ripped, or where I did something really stupid. Then he'd play it over and over again. But something like this, I notice he's hesitant to press the button to play it over.
All right, I'll find it. All Leave me alone.
It's about time. See if I can consolidate this weather and make it make some sense, maybe. Thunder showers will end this morning, but then probably come back later today, tonight. I'm not doing too well at consolidating this. The showers will end. It'll be partly cloudy. Then they'll come back later on today, high in the mid-70s. Tonight, thunder showers possible. Some may be severe. like that one over there, for example. That's going to be really severe. I hope the heck it doesn't hit you, because, man, that is a... Now, that one over to the right of it would be fine if that hit you, because that wouldn't be so bad. Low in the 60s tonight. And tomorrow, chance of showers again. And a high in the 70s. Ooh, that's beautiful. Tom, you're on the talk station. Why are you up, buddy?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm calling in. I'm a red and white cab driver.
A red and white cab driver, and picking up a lot of fares this time of the morning?
Yeah, I'm starting to take people to work. It's starting to get busy. The weather makes a big difference.
Hey, being a cab driver, you don't know where you can pick up a USA Today like about 4 in the morning.
You know, I heard you asking that. I would guess any SA that's open this early in the morning usually has them.
Kenny,
Super America station.
There's a Super America around anywhere?
There's a Super America really close to my house, and it's never there. I'm usually there at about 4:30. It's never there. And I've stopped at different convenience stores on the way in that are open, and it's never there.
Yeah, otherwise I couldn't even guess, but I really enjoy listening to you guys.
Say, can you tell me what the weirdest experience you've ever had as a cab driver is? It's a personal log I keep.
Not right offhand, I can't. I drive days, I stay off nights, so I'm sure there's more stories at nights than during the day.
I've heard some doozies.
More working people.
Have you ever been propositioned by a young lady in a cab?
Yeah, I have.
Have you taken it?
No. Against company policy.
So?
Well, you're putting me on the spot now.
Oh, okay. I think I hear you. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I want to say one more thing. I sure like the idea of that talking Earthwatch that Don came up with yesterday.
Oh, okay. We'll do some more of that.
Okay, good talking to you guys.
Thanks. I had an idea for a... Because I have a talking wristwatch. Can he let people hear this? 5:49 a.m. Talking in different people's voices, and when you press the button, you never know whose voice it's going to talk in. See, I think these would be marketable to everybody, not just blind people, because, you know, you press, you hear Ronald Reagan's voice. Well, it's 10 minutes before 6 o'clock, and Iran-Contra, what's that? You know, with a little message after, something like that. Or you could have Dick Vitale. It's 5:50, baby! Like that.
What an alarm clock that would be.
Oh,
four
God.
In the morning,
that
you're
Dick
getting
Vitale
up.
Dick Vitale is your alarm clock.
Yeah.
How about John Gordon is your alarm clock? Yeah. Well, it's time to get up. God, that would be pretty jolting, wouldn't it?
Be a great direction to take this idea in, just alarm clocks. Just one big wake-up call from some one voice.
And maybe you could plug different ones in and out of there, you know, and it'd be interesting.
You could have two guys arguing about the time, maybe.
Yeah. Or it's time to get up. No, they got 5 more minutes. No, it's time to get up. I'm telling you. Come on. So, Kenny, you got that done yet, by the way?
I saw you at a restaurant, and you're a good-looking guy.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Chris.
I saw you at a restaurant, and you're a good-looking guy.
We'll be playing that throughout the course of the morning for no other reason except my ego. It's the only reason that... It's very self-indulgent on my part. I apologize beforehand for being self-indulgent about it, but, you know, I don't hear that comment that often, so...
I saw you at a restaurant, and you're a good-looking guy!
9 minutes to six. Still haven't found out where we can get a USA Today, however. Because, again, I take a lot of my show material from the pages of the USA Today. Did you guys watch the news last night and see Richard Daley, the mayor of Chicago, after the looting and burning and arresting? I've heard estimates anywhere from 300 to 1,000 people were arrested for disturbances after the Bulls won the championship.
What did Daley say?
Well, he said something to the effect of, well, this is the way America celebrates these things now. They break windows. They burn. They loot.
Yeah, I mean, saw that this morning. He says it's not a racial deal.
No, it's not a racial. It's just reality. This is the way we do it now.
What a wonderful country we live in. God bless America.
Now, see, I don't think he quite meant it like that. I think he was decrying the fact that it happened, but...
Oh, he was decrying it.
But the way he said it, it sounded weird. It was just a matter of course. This is just the way we do things now.
That's right. Yeah, it's our deal. It's our gig, you know?
Just like when his father... The late Richard J. Daley in the 68 convention, when the police were banging heads of the demonstrators and the yippies, and Mayor Daley said, gentlemen, get the thing straight once and for all. The police aren't there to preserve disorder. The police are there... No, he said the police aren't there to create disorder. The police are there to preserve disorder.
Whoops.
Sorry, I screwed it up there, but... I can't even say it's because it's early, because I was well-rested. 6:07. Rich, you're on the talk station.
Yeah, the reason why I'm up at this hour?
Yes, sir.
I just got done delivering USA Today.
Well, then you are the absolutely perfect person to tell us where the heck we can get them at 4 in the morning.
4 in the morning, you might have a tough time, because I usually can't even pick them up until about 3:30.
Well, how about 4:30?
4:30, like...
Well, let's see, Kenny, maybe if you... Now, Kenny picks me up in St. Paul about 4:15. So if we're headed out to Maplewood, you know where that is, right?
Yeah.
So where would we stop to
Yeah, somewhere in between Hennepin, South Hennepin, Hennepin and Lake, all the way over to Maplewood.
Okay. Well, SAs are usually your best bet.
They're never there.
Never there. Other than that, like, usually, like, there's, like, Tom Thumbs and things like that that aren't open, and they're sitting outside. You can just walk up and help yourself.
Is there a Tom Thumb between here and where we're... Is that possible, Kenny?
What's your delivery area?
Well, I'm over on the, in the western suburbs.
Okay, because I'm wondering, there's a Tom Thumb downtown Minneapolis, and I don't know if it's a 24-hour Tom Thumb
okay.
or not.
Tom Thumb, they get theirs, or downtown, they get theirs like 2:30 in the morning, so they should be...
I'll have to swing over there.
That.
I'll have to swing over there.
All right.
I had a question about that cab driver that called.
Yeah.
The red and white cab driver.
Uh-huh.
Does he drive a red and white car, or is he red and white?
You know, he never was specific about that.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious.
Maybe he'll call back. Thanks.
Let us know. Thanks.
Appreciate it. All right, well, we might have an opportunity now to get a USA Today. Because that live section, boy, for me, it's been a boon to my career.
It's kind of just a...
No, not a Charlie boon, just a boon.
It's a newspaper version of People Magazine, more or less.
Which is basically what my show is. It's just a frivolous experience in
gossip,
absurdity and nonsense, really. That's all it is. Sometimes people make the mistake of expecting a heavy issue to adorn my show, and it just doesn't really happen. Sorry. Well, once in a while I get sucked into it, but I get out of it very quickly.
I think the name Vogel has become synonymous with...
With trite.
No.
Just trite nonsense. 6:05. What's the temperature, Ken?
61 degrees.
All right.
Chilly.
Eric, you're on the radio. Talk
Hi, Don.
Yes, sir.
I just call and tell you what I'm doing. I work in a computer room at a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to warn you, you're getting to sound like Bruce Williams there, asking people... to call in if with information and stuff. I listen to Bruce before
oh,
you. And,
is that what he does too?
Oh, yeah. Like if he has a problem that he doesn't know the answer to, which is about 90% of the time, he'll just say, you know, call in, you know, if you've got the answer. And then,
well, but if we do it in a frivolous, fun way, though, can't we sound different anyway, even if we're doing the same
well,
basic
I,
thing?
Well, I suppose, but...
Yeah.
I
mean, I understand what you're saying. It's always good to watch so you don't do things a lot like Bruce Williams.
Yeah.
So I do understand it from that perspective.
Yeah, he's it's quite a refreshing change when you come on at 5:30.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Don, this just hot off the wire.
Mm-hmm.
Flash, science can now glue pork chops together. Just thought I'd pass that on in case you wanted to get that before the top of the hour news.
I've always wanted to have glued pork chops.
Yeah, they can glue them now.
Well, good. That's supposed to help out, I guess, with surgery later on to stitchless surgery, is that...
Oh, that's right. I didn't even read any further than that. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
figure it can replace sutures.
Yeah.
You just glue some pork chops in there a little bit and forget about the stitches.
And they have... let's see, where did I find this? They're leaving that little slogan.
They hope their glue patch will...
Where's the slogan? I said, I had it right here.
Make it cheaper and more efficient than sewing, you know?
I can't find the slogan of the company.
Well, let me help you out there. No longer will a surgeon be able to say business is just so-so.
Oh, you couldn't be in stitches, man. I'm telling you that right now. I am absolutely. It was something like a feat of meat that's a treat or some kind of slogan that accompanied that story.
Oh.
That,
you know, I know people who have learned to stitch people up by practicing on chickens they buy at the store, and they take a needle and thread and go home, work on it, and they now suture people up. That's a fact. Because there's really not a great deal of difference between the skin of a chicken and the skin of a human.
It's fascinating, man. Thanks for sharing that.
Boy, you do retain all the wrong things, don't you, Tom? Poor guy.
He really seems to. Hang on, maybe I've got this slogan over here. Oh, I forgot to take this paper out of the...
Oh, it's Braille. In the Braille machine.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Here we go. Yeah, because I wanted to get this slogan, because it was just so perfect. Scientists can glue pork chops together. They say a feat of meat that can't be beat.
Oh.
And I wanted to get that exactly correct, so...
And isn't it ironic that human skin is just like chicken skin?
Yeah, I should have written that down right beside it, too.
Hell, either way, it's meat you can't beat.
That's right. Certainly can. And
I saw you at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And you're a good-looking guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, that was Chris that called in earlier talking about me.
We'll just be
seeing me at a restaurant. Seeing
just
me.
Just be dropping that in at random points.
Yeah. You know, Chris is one of those names. It could be male, could be female.
This was definitely a female. Don't you cast aspersions on her character, man.
She was calling from detox, of course.
See, you guys always have to bring me down. You guys always have to bring me down, don't you? You can't stand the fact that somebody gave me a compliment.
So
especially about my looks, my manhood.
We've got some sort of a cross-dresser in detox calling to say...
Chris, they're doing it to make fun of me, Chris. They're not saying anything against you. Don't listen to them, Chris.
Chris, he's a feat of meat that can't be beat.
That's right.
Just ask his wife.
So, Chris, just don't listen to him, Chris, please. They don't mean it. It's about 6 o'clock, KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis. We're AM, we're 1500, we're the talk station. Later on this morning, I'm going to try to make contact with the Vice President, Dan Quayle, who made news again. Not in too much of a flattering way, unfortunately, for Dan. And so we're going to have to chat with him and see why he messed up. I'll explain how he messed up a little bit later on, but it was pretty sad.
When was the last time Dan Quayle made news in a real flattering way?
Well, he thinks the Murphy Brown thing was flattering.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole country ripped on him. I mean, what was the time he got some really good press?
Gee. I can't think of...
I can't think of a single instance.
Very good question. Some Quayle defender will call up and let us know, I'm sure.
Yeah. Now, we're not talking about where he had a opinion you agree with. We're talking about just good general press.
Yeah, where the majority of the press on him on a given day was positive.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and find out. So are we ready with the news and all that stuff that we do?
We're ready to go.
All right. If you want to tell me what you're doing, 646-8255 off the air, because a lot of people are too shy to do it on the air. And I take those off-air calls.
Pretty soon we're going to get to a time where it's going to be obvious why people are up. So,
yeah, I know, but I just wanted to give the off-air people a chance before we move on to something else.
Okay.
That's all, because that's fair, right? Don Vogel for Bob Yates, KSTP, AM 1500, the talk station.
Critics say yesterday's Supreme Court ruling claiming the U.S. wasn't doing anything illegal in kidnapping a suspect in Mexico and bringing him to trial in the U.S. was blasted by Mexican authorities. Mexico says the ruling is unacceptable. It has canceled its participation in the drug war, ordered its agents in America to stop their work, and banned any action by U.S. agents in Mexico. The last two Western hostages held in the Middle East have been released. Two German relief workers held by terrorists since 1989 have been turned over to German officials this morning. Heinrich Stübig and Thomas Kempner are on their way home today. Boris Yeltsin's in Washington. He'll hold a summit meeting with President Bush today and tomorrow. There may well be a missile treaty in the offing and some help for the Russians from the U.S. as well. Yeltsin, meantime, has acknowledged the Soviets held some U.S. prisoners during the Vietnam War. He says some still could be alive inside what was the Soviet Union. He says he doesn't have complete information on the POWs. Maybe some sort of strategy. Presidential hopeful Bill Clinton pushing causes to groups that oppose them. He was busy trying to sell the United Auto Workers Union on a U.S.-Mexico free trade pact, the very thing the union opposes. I'm Gil Fox.
I saw you at a restaurant, and you're a good-looking guy.
What a dummy.
Did you know that if every household that subscribes to the Minneapolis Star Tribune called your business this morning, you'd never hear from over 60% of the homes in our area? Because over 60% of the homes don't subscribe in the first place. And if you thought the Pioneer Press was any better, think again. over 80% of the homes don't subscribe to it. In the rough-and-tumble world of retail business, the key to advertising success is reach. In the Twin Cities area, radio reaches over 97% of the total population every single week. So if the high cost and limited circulation of the Star Tribune and the Pioneer Press have you looking for an alternative, call us and ask us how radio advertising can help you. Twin Cities Radio. It's smart business.
A message from the Twin Cities radio broadcasters.